Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Growth Energy General Counsel Joe Kekish says that they are focused on the Environmental Protection Agency finalizing the 2023 to 2025 renewable fuel standard by their deadline, which is Wednesday, June 14th.
So I'll tell you, we're very much focused on the upcoming deadline for the EPA to finalize the RFS set, which covers the 2023 through 2025 renewable volume obligation years. As you may know, EPA is under a court-ordered consent decree with Growth Energy to ensure that that deadline is met on June 14th. The EPA has been very much delayed in getting these rules out. We do have sort of a generally positive view of the proposal. It does propose some of the highest conventional biofuels volumes in the history of the RFS, and we are hopeful that EPA will continue with those volumes in the final rule.
Kekish says that any rule that comes out needs to further the intent of the RFS.
But we want to make sure also that in any rule that comes out, that it furthers the intent of the RFS, which is to maximize and advance biofuels today and into the future. We'll be looking very closely at that rule when it comes out on the 14th.
According to EPA.gov, the RFS program is a national policy that requires a certain volume of renewable fuel to replace or reduce the quantity of petroleum-based transportation fuel, heating oil, or jet fuel.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.